On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Nicola Everett.
Our top story this lunchtime is that MPs are going to debate later whether to lower the smear test age in England to 18. Currently, women are invited for checks from 25. More than 3,000 are diagnosed with cervical cancer in the UK each year, and almost 900 die from the disease. Laura Flaherty survived after a smear test picked it up early on.
There was a Macmillan card on the desk, and the consultant, it's that old cliche of, I'm so sorry, but it's cancer, and there's no other way to put it. I just broke.
More than 130,000 people have signed a petition to reduce the age in an attempt to improve early diagnosis. But Rob Music from Joe's Cervical Cancer Trust believed the move could actually do more harm than good.
There is potential risk of harm under 25 by offering screening compared to those 25 and above. That's because you could potentially over-treat a cervix, because that impact later on in life in terms of preterm labour. It's a risk to the mother and risk to the baby.
KMFM News.
A Kent man accused of murdering his brother 3 days after Christmas is now facing an alternative charge of manslaughter. Lee Eldred died after suffering a blow to the side of his head following an argument in a taxi near the Hadlow Manor Hotel last month. Carl Eldred, who's 33 and from Little Footway in Langton Green near Tunbridge Wells, was due to enter a plea today, but that was adjourned until April. With just 60 days to go until Britain's due to leave the EU, a Kent MP says he's hopeful a Brexit deal will still be done.
I try and remain optimistic at all times. It is going to be very, very difficult. I think the fact that the government is starting from, 230 votes behind makes it more difficult. But I do detect a change in the atmosphere. I do detect that people want there to be a successful conclusion.
That's Ashford's Damien Green, who used to be Theresa May's number two. Ahead of a vote on the agreement tomorrow, it's been reported the Prime Minister's going to seek changes on the contingency plans for the Irish border, which would win over the DUP and some Tories. Downing Street says work to address concerns over the Irish border is ongoing. Two men have admitted trying to smuggle 4 migrants into Kent in a fishing boat. They were arrested last August after being towed into Ramsgate Harbour. Two men, a pregnant woman and a child, were also on board. The pair, who are from Essex, are due to be sentenced on Thursday.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Teachers are welcoming plans by the Education Secretary to encourage more people to join the profession. Damien Hines wants to cut their workload, offer cash incentives to stay in classrooms, and make it easier for them to work part-time. Mary Boosted from the National Education Union says it's about time the government recognised the crisis in England's schools.
Nearly 40% of newly qualified teachers leave the classroom within 5 years. And the government spending over £500 million a year recruiting and training teachers, only to see them drop out of the profession just at the point where they could really make a difference.
Openreach plans to hire 3,000 new trainees, including 75 here in Kent this year, as it continues to improve the country's broadband. They'll help engineers upgrade, maintain and install services across its network. Now, Gogglebox stars Steph and Dom, who once ran a B&B in Kent, are featuring in a TV programme tonight, where they'll try and find out if cannabis oil can help save their son, who suffers from severe epilepsy. The couple, who used to live in Sandwich, have been looking into how the drugs helped other children in the UK. In the hour-long show on Channel 4, Steph says she wants the best possible life for the 18-year-old who has autism.
The anecdotal information coming through is raising hope for us. You know, the child who has 300 seizures a day takes it once and never has another seizure. You know, that, I mean, that's a miracle, but I want to know that that's a fact.
It's on our screens at 9 tonight, and hats and scarves at the ready. It looks like we could be getting some snow in Kent. Forecasters have got a yellow weather alert in force from 9 tomorrow night until midday on Wednesday. They say up to 5 centimetres could fall, leading to some travel disruption.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and a moment's reflection is going to be held ahead of Cardiff's Premier League match at Arsenal tomorrow night for Emiliano Sala. The players won't be wearing black armbands at the request of his family, but they will lay a bunch of daffodils on the pitch before kickoff. The striker went missing over the English Channel last week while travelling to join up with his new club. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.